Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, the final stop before Stomping Grounds, tag team matches galore, and what is a wild card? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes and SoundCloud, Spotify. You're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown Live. What is up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. Gang is all here this week. Fans, fear not. Gabby Loren is here. That was the least energetic.
Yeah. You know why? My throat and voice is like shot.
That's all right.
Well, I mean, it's here, but it hurts.
The studio audience loves that you're here.
So last week, I have a lot of issues with my sinuses. I have chronic sinusitis, and I get postnasal drip, and it goes into my throat. So I have a lot of throat issues. And so it's still kind of like gone, and my lymph nodes are swollen. But, I mean, I feel great, and I'm happy to be here. And I was at Raw last night, you guys, in Los Angeles.
Just so happy.
Yeah.
Wait, you were the wild card at Raw last night?
Gabby was a wild card last night.
So I have to say, because I got a few comments on Instagram when I posted that I was there, and everyone was saying the same thing you guys just said about the wild card rule. But there was a lot of SmackDown people on Raw on Monday night.
And we had too many Raw people on SmackDown.
But more, I feel like there was more SmackDown people even on Raw than Raw people.
There probably was. They have an extra hour.
It's crazy.
By the way, Tom Connelly's here too.
I'm here too. My throat's okay.
Your throat's okay? Okay. I was worried we might have had to cancel the show. So, last stop before Stomping Grounds.
What a name. What a name for a pay-per-view.
I don't hate the name. I hate the logo. The name is fine. It's a boot. It's a weird Timberland boot.
Because they're going to stomp each other to the ground and get that championship final.
No, they're going to kick ass and take names.
You just got street there for a minute.
I know. I'm feeling street all day. All day here it is, baby.
Come on. Like, why not just go back to the traditional names? Backlash. No Mercy.
They still use those.
Yeah, it's not over.
Barely. They just changed. I don't know.
Maybe barely.
Well, I guess we're going to do Great Balls of Fire again? When's that going to
be? I hope not. I hope we don't use that one again.
Me, personally, have always missed Judgment Day myself.
Exactly.
Judgment Day was a good name,
that
too.
That is good.
Yeah. That was a good name. All right. SmackDown kicks off with a New Day. They're talking about how this Sunday, Kofi's defending the WWE title against Dolph Ziggler in a steel cage match. But will he even make it? Because he's got to go through Xavier Woods tonight in one-on-one action. Mm. And Big E mentions that the final hour of SmackDown should be called the Freaky Hour. Mm-hmm. But we don't find out why, because Ziggler interrupts.
Of course.
That's such a heel moment right there. I want details on the Freaky Hour. I need to know these things.
Sounds like we shouldn't be there for Freaky Hour. Sounds like it could be rated R. Freaky Hour?
No, I'm fine with it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What do you guys think Freaky Hour is?
You know our chat roll is going to be fine with that. Chat roll is going to be like,
well,
Freaky
Most of them are men, probably. There's a few women in there, but I'm sure they're like in Freaky Hour.
So Ziggler, again, mentions COVID would be nothing without the New Day. And the next time you go to Ghana, it's going to be on an apology tour. Okay. Then we have the match with Ziggler and Woods. Owens and Zayn run down and attack Big E and Kofi while they're at ringside. Xavier then jumps off the top rope on top of them, which then gives Ziggler the advantage at that point. Owens, Zayn, Kofi, and Big E are all thrown out, all sent to the back. And Ziggler and Woods have a really fun match. I'm glad Xavier had this stage because for the last several weeks, how often have we said that Xavier just seems like Kofi's little buddy?
Yeah.
And he's not really getting the chance to shine in a big match. And he had the opportunity. Ziggler wins the match, which we kind of expected if he has a title shot. But, I mean, it was a hard-fought battle. It had a good amount of time. Xavier looked great in the match. Match ends with Kofi kind of locking Xavier's arms in the ropes and then giving him a super kick up against her, so he couldn't.
Ziggler doing.
Yeah.
You said Kofi, what did I say?
You said Kofi.
Newsflash: Kofi just turned on everybody. Apparently, no. Ziggler super kicked Xavier, and gets the win that way.
I have to say, I really loved Ziggler's promo at the top of the show. I really enjoyed his energy and his passion. He seemed very, compassionate about how he felt, and he.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Was literally screaming into that mic. But I feel like we see Ziggler do these promos and they're like 50%. But tonight I feel like he gave 110%.
Yeah, I think he's been, since he's come back, I think he's been really, really great with his promos. Like, you're, all right, I'm feeling this.
It's been better, definitely.
Yeah, I think he's been probably
Should have been me.
I know. I think he's been taking classes. I think he's been taking some acting classes. That first promo when he came back, I was like, are you crying? Are you not crying? Like, I don't get, like, are you, like, really upset, like, mad? Or are you crying the whole time that it should have been you? I think it was a clever way to end the match, though. Clever way for him to get the win.
Yeah.
You know, get his arm all locked up. So.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And then we have a few superstars that we haven't seen very often with a sighting. So we have Shelton Benjamin and the B-Team in line waiting to go speak to Baron Corbin, who supposedly is there tonight. Because people are...
I don't think he was counted in that 7 rule either, so...
He probably was.
Should have been 8, probably.
People have been, you know, trying to vouch for themselves to be named the special referee for the Universal title match. This way they're actually being used on a pay-per-view.
I was going to say, I'm like, these people really want to be a referee when we have plenty of other referees.
It's their only way to be seen. And it's interesting because, you know, Shelton is saying he has his own strategy. He's just like, you know, Baron thinks I'm going to help him, but he's actually going to help me. Ha-ha. And as he walks in, Matt Hardy walks out and says, Senior Benjamin, you may enter.
That's fine.
And Shelton's like, it's Mr. Benjamin. And that was that. I'm like, all right. Well, at least it got some other people some airtime.
But why would Matt Hardy want to be the referee?
He needs to work.
Yeah.
He is working.
Well.
How about you work on getting some matches?
I don't know.
I've never seen a referee job be so coveted before, right?
It's the chance to referee the Universal Championship match.
Well, now all the wrestlers are refereeing like EC3 on Monday night.
They were vouching Elias wants to be the ref, Sami Zayn be the ref, EC3 be the ref.
They're all taking turns.
They're all taking turns, all getting destroyed by Seth Rollins. Moment of bliss.
Yes.
I loved this.
This is the best part of the show.
Oh, I agree. I'm so happy. Thank God for that wild card rule, actually, for this reason.
This was the only positive of the wild card rule this week.
Also, seeing Kevin Owens twice in 1 week is also a great
that
day.
Happens most.
You actually saw him in 3 segments this show.
No, I mean, like, on 2 shows. In general, 2 shows. Raw, SmackDown.
All right. Well,
is he a Raw guy or a SmackDown guy?
I don't know anymore. I think he's SmackDown.
Originally, we thought he was Raw.
I think
he's SmackDown. He's SmackDown.
Well, he was Raw. Then I think he came back to SmackDown. Then we went back to Raw, and we were all confused. And then the wild card.
He's on SmackDown. Because Sami Zayn was on Raw, so he's on SmackDown. Yeah.
But I do have a very quick edition of Christian's Closet at this moment of bliss. But this is not for good reasons.
Uh-oh.
Nikki Cross.
Wardrobe malfunction, no, for sure.
No, it was not that. There was no wardrobe malfunction.
I know what you're talking about. I know where you're going with this.
We've known and we have learned to love Nikki Cross for having kind of like the ripped shirts, the ripped jeans, looking like a psychopath with the energy of it. Tonight, Nikki Cross shows up in designer jeans, a perfectly fit one of her shirts.
Yeah, so?
Makeup on.
Yeah.
Who is this Nikki Cross?
It's Alexa Bliss's new best friend.
No, this was a Nikki Cross that was silent, that just stood around, seemed so awkward in the midst of this heated promo between the two of them. There was no reason at all for her to be there.
Maybe we find out, like, Alexa's, like, adding something to
her coffee.
Well, that's possible. That's the only way to explain this. That's the only way to explain it.
My opinion on it is that Alexa Bliss is currently manipulating Nikki Cross and is using her as her little doll and puppet. Mm-hmm. And we'll see where the relationship goes and what Alexa really utilizes Nikki Cross for. But it's kind of cool to see Nikki Cross get this time to really get some ring time in and get the spotlight. Because Alexa Bliss is such a great superstar, and it's good to have them together. It's interesting. It's different.
But this is her first real... You can cut the music now. This is her first, like, real time that the mainstream audience is really getting to see her on a regular basis. And they're seeing some type of character that was not what made her popular.
Okay, but maybe we're getting to that.
Exactly,
though.
I agree with
Tom. Like, I think they're slow burning. I hope so. But I also think after tonight, after this promo by Alexa, I think we're going to see it be flipped. And I think Nikki's going to turn on Alexa
for sure. I think Nikki will be
the heel, and Alexa will end up being the face.
I hope so. But yeah, as far as the promo between the two, it was great because it felt like they kept cutting each other off. Mm-hmm. It felt real. It felt the real shoot type of vibe to it, which was great. You know, Bayley trying to explain to Nikki that Alexa's using you. And Alexa saying, I know the real you. Everyone said I was undeserving in NXT. And I tried turning to you and you made me feel worthless. You're not a hugger. You're a liar. Bayley says, she's an entitled princess. Doesn't deserve anything. I'm not entitled. I'm just better than you. Bayley, you peaked in NXT. And the one person you found undeserving is the one person living out the career you wanted. Mm. And then they brawl for a little bit. Mm. Nikki kind of separates the two. But, you know, it was, you know, it felt heated. Yeah. Like, it felt good. It felt like they do not like each other. I'm ready to see them fight.
Yeah. I thought it was a great way. Like, I wish they would have done this maybe last week. But I think this definitely pushes me towards wanting to see this match now more than any other stuff they did.
Yeah.
I have to say, I think this partnership is definitely going to help Nikki Cross establish herself more, like you said, and also be more present on the roster, make a bigger presence. But I think at a certain point, you're right, like she's going to leave her. She's going to realize Alexa really doesn't have her back and she's out for herself. And then I don't know what WWE is going to do with her. So I feel like at that point, she may not have a place that she's going to fit in until she moves on to, I don't know, a smaller story. But I see them taking Alexa to the next level and not really Nikki.
I think Alexa's already at the next level. Like, I think
Alexa's one of the top females.
But I could see her getting a championship like this year again.
Alexa.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that too.
I could see it happening this week.
I mean, it might happen Sunday for all we know. Well,
could be.
One thing that we know that we are going to see, whether it's this Sunday, next week, every damn day, is the love and support that we get from our fans and listeners. All you guys, leaving the comments on YouTube, sending the tweets, liking it, sending it out, 5 stars, all that fun stuff. We want to make this show as good for you as humanly possible. And I think Tom's going to tell you how you can help with that.
I feel like I'm on PBS right now.
You should be.
If you guys just make a pledge.
We need pledges.
If you just donate by going to prowrestlingtees.com/Christian Rosenberg.
Or on Gabrielle's Instagram at GabbyLaurenTV. You can always DM me or Venmo account.
Central, you know.
Yeah.
We're just exactly. Plugs in. But guys, yes, while you're out there watching and listening, we definitely support, you know, love all your support, letting you know how we're doing. If you enjoy the show, if you don't enjoy the show, if you like Christian's Closet, you don't like Christian's Closet for the week.
What? How is that possible?
Great point.
Leave comments. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Give us 5-star ratings on iTunes. And just let us know. Be a part of the conversation. And thank you guys for supporting us and what we do.
And I want to give a shout-out to the fans that are supporting us right now in the live chat. So, hey, and what's up to Dan, Kevin Salucci. We have Dylan Matthews, Rocky Empire, The Real YT, Chris, Michael Blake. Who else is in here that we normally see? Charlene always. Hey, Charlene, Zeno Hour, Dodgy Claire. You guys are always here supporting us, and we always appreciate that. So thanks for being live, and make sure to share this with your friends.
That's right. Zelina Vega backstage doing her makeup.
No Christian's Closet?
I already had it.
I know, I'm just saying.
I thought that was Josh. I did not call for the music. Tom can't call for Christian's Closet music.
Man, the berating happened again. Sorry, Josh.
Damn it, Josh! I'm kidding. I love you, Josh. I swear. Apollo Crews shows up again. He's still trying to find Andrade. And Zelina's just like, are you trying to flirt with me? And Apollo's like, what the hell are you talking about? And Zelina starts, you know, trying to, like, almost look like she's kind of hitting on him. And he's like, nope, I'm married. This is weird. And Andrade then attacks him from behind. And then Chad Gable shows up again, taking more notes at Apollo and laughing.
Yeah.
Are we going to get another tag? Are we throwing Chad Gable with another tag team person?
No.
I don't want that.
No, I don't either.
Let Chad Gable have a singles run.
Yeah. Do it.
Yes.
Why are we wasting our time? We know he can go. It's very easy. Like he could be the next Kurt Angle.
He could. Like,
he was in the Olympics. He didn't win, but he was in the Olympics.
He was there.
He competed. Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Heavy Machinery versus the B Team. Dan O'Brien and Rowan on commentary. Rowan doesn't really ever speak, but Dan O'Brien was easily the MVP of this whole match segment.
Yeah.
Because he made Heavy Machinery sound like worthy opponents.
Yes. I was like, and this is what Dan O'Brien does.
Yes.
And, like, anybody that he's gone against since he's come back, he's made them look like $1 million. He's made them look like champions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, granted, Kofi already had the years put in, but I think it was Daniel Bryan behind the scenes really pushing of, like, no, we're going with Kofi on this. Because if you look back before, Ali got hurt.
Yes.
So, I mean, clearly, it could have... I think it was supposed to be Ali going all the way to WrestleMania with Daniel Bryan.
I mean, we don't know. We'll never know.
But it seemed like that was what they were maybe getting towards. Like, with him coming over from 205 Live, everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, Daniel Bryan made them sound like a legit tag team that I'm like, all right, I can see them fighting against these guys now.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
It was just like, look at that clothesline. That looks tough. Like, these guys are vicious. And then they wiggle their hips. What, like, so he's like, put it on. But now I can't take them seriously. But they're really good. But they're a joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, Heavy Machinery hits the compactor for the win. They get their test on Sunday. Let's see if they can actually do a real serious match with a guy like Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think it's... I really think it's Daniel Bryan. I wonder if it's them going, like, listen, we don't have... any tag teams.
No.
We know, you know.
And we
also,
don't.
And also, I think for him, he doesn't need to be in the ring every night, you know, for 30 minutes in a match.
Right.
So, with him being in a tag team, he doesn't have to take the majority of the bumps. So, it's better for him career-wise, I think.
Absolutely.
He's bringing up Rowan. He's bringing up Heavy Machinery. Like, I hope, I don't want them to win Heavy Machinery. I want Daniel Bryan to
keep
going.
The reign, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to end up going either... We get them and, what are they, Viking Warrior Raiders?
Viking Raiders.
War Machine.
Whatever their name is.
Whatever it is.
You could always start Chad Gable off as a singles wrestler, like we were talking about, with Bray Wyatt's new character.
Oh, as far as starting feuding with Bray?
Yeah.
I mean, that's possible.
Mm. You never know. I mean, he is a babyface, and Bray is definitely a heel. Might work out.
That's true.
I don't know if he is, though.
I think he is.
All right, sure.
That last clip especially, come on.
Now, after this tag match, Seth Rollins showed up and beat the hell out of the B Team because they tried to become the special referee. Meanwhile, Shelton Benjamin and Matt Hardy, unscathed.
Yeah,
you know. Don't know why.
Because he had to come out later to.
Shane McMahon arrives 4 to 5 minutes late. How dare you? Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn stop him because they're like, "Do you know what Seth Rollins just did? Who attacked somebody from behind?"
That was such a good line, though. Such a great line by Kevin Owens.
And then they're like, "And you know what? Kofi was really rude too. You have a problem with your champions." And Shane's like, "All right, well, let's have a 2 out of 3 falls match with you two against them in the main event tonight."
Because we just had a match like this last night.
And didn't we talk about last week and the week before that about Sami Zayn, for some reason, is always wrestling the Universal or WWE Champion, always getting his ass kicked.
Yep.
Don't know why.
That's
it. Well, because he's next to Kevin Owens, so as long as they're friends, he's probably not going to be winning any matches anytime soon.
Well, neither of them are.
But yeah.
Exactly. That's the point.
That's not the point.
No,
but they should be winning.
Well, it's
because we like them. But essentially, Kevin Owens is a great victim,
yes.
And Sammy is his partner in crime.
No, and I agree with that. Mm-hmm. But when it's the same thing every single week, it's one thing if they keep losing. This week it was Seth Rollins. Next week it was Xavier Woods. The next week after that it was Chad Gable. Yeah. The next week after that it was Apollo Crews. Mm. If someone they keep losing, that's the story with it. But if they keep for some reason getting these opportunities against the top people and always losing. But,
and also, like, why I don't, like, if you were them and, like, oh, Seth Rollins is going crazy, I wish it would have been like they would have went back to Shane and go, whoa, we're not fighting them. Seth Rollins is going around beating the hell out of anyone with a chair that gets close to him. I'm not going anywhere near him. How about we find suitable opponents for that?
And also be like, you know, I've fought him the last 6 weeks.
Exactly. Like, I just think it would have been better, at least character development, of showing them being like cowardly, like, oh, I don't want to go anywhere near him.
Right.
And then at least getting other people on the show where even if it's a surprise team, it should have been the Revival or someone. At least someone. If we're going to surprise, like, be like, we're going to surprise you with a team.
With the tag champs.
Yeah.
That would have been a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to lose
anyway, so who cares?
It is okay, I think, in my opinion, to see certain superstars continuously lose. Because you're just upset with the results.
No.
However, as long as story is interesting.
That's not the reason at all.
And the way they present the story and the promos and all the other good stuff in between, then let it be.
No, wrestlers can lose. There's no issue with that. It's when they lose with no specific buildup to the same person who happens to be the champion every single week. Mm. There are people that are trying to build up for a shot to wrestle said champion.
Yeah. I'm not upset about Sami Zayn, if that's what you're trying to get at. I'm not.
I'm not asking you to be upset at Sami Zayn at all.
Clearly you are. Tom's about to rage.
Yeah, the chat roll is upset about it too.
I just think it makes Sammy and Kevin look like big losers.
That's what they are. That's the point.
No, but where are we going with this, though?
Nowhere. Like, and that's why I love it.
Why, though? don't you want them to maybe get a shot at the tag team titles or something, like, along the way?
Maybe in a year from now. No, I'm just kidding.
In a year from now?
I don't mind. I love them in general, and I'm not necessarily rooting for the win, but I'm rooting for them to be involved, and that's about it.
Sorry.
Okay.
Aleister Black, quick promo with that. What does it take to change the essence of a man? It's not a woe is me story. It's a woe is my opponent story.
No one's showing up.
When we fight, I shall change the essence of that man. Still nobody showing up. Shane McMahon brings out Elias and Drew McIntyre. Found in the industry that Drew gets his music, but Elias doesn't. And
Elias creates the music. He doesn't.
So why
need
didn't
his
he?
Music.
Why didn't he? He came out to Shane's music.
It's a 2-hour show. Look, Shane was like, yes. Hey, we don't need my intro for 30 minutes. You know, he was smart at least at that point.
So they're all cutting the promo about Roman Reigns. Out comes Miz, and Miz shows footage of Shane getting beat up on Raw, much to the crowd's joy. And Miz then brings up what we have been talking about for the last 2 months. You made this show the land of opportunity, but now the only opportunities on both shows go to you and your friends. We are sick of you taking all the airtime.
Who wrote that?
Someone listens to our show. I don't know.
I know, but it's not going to stop, though.
Of course not.
It's Shane McMahon Live. Just change the title. Change it now.
I want to know, honestly, from you guys and also the fans watching, do you feel that it's annoying that Shane McMahon has such a prominent role on these shows every week? I personally love his character, and he's really fun to watch. So I'm not too bothered by it, but I can understand why you guys are like, no, all these other people deserve opportunities. Why is he giving him a lot of this airtime and ring time? But what do you guys think?
Yes, it's annoying. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of Shane McMahon.
I'm not against him having a role, but having multiple segments on both shows, plus having one of the top wrestling matches on the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Again, he's going to be in the top 5 Pro Wrestling Illustrated of the year, which is not supposed to happen. He's a 50-year-old non-wrestler.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, he's getting to that Stephanie McMahon territory, where we were so sick of seeing her every week on every show.
And it wasn't the booing as far as her getting heat. It was just like, no, this is annoying.
Yeah. I will say, though, on Monday Night Raw, I thoroughly enjoyed Shane McMahon's segment. I thought it was really fun. And him getting involved in the ring with Roman Reigns, like, that was great.
I don't know. I'm just over Shane. Like, I was very happy when he initially came back to the company, but I mean, since he's turned heel, it's just been real boring. Like, I don't need you in everything.
And it's and that's the reason it's hasn't become real boring because of specifically him. It's become boring because of how oversaturated it's become.
Yeah.
So also, Dylan Matthews in the chat said, "I'm annoyed with Shane appearing a lot. However, isn't that the point of it? So it's working."
No, but we
not quite.
We don't need him in three segments on one show and two segments on the other. We just don't. There's four people in the McMahon family. I'm counting Triple H.
Yeah.
That could show up on these shows.
I have a question. Where was the Intercontinental Champion tonight?
Exactly.
Where was... I mean, we had... I guess we had all the women were backstage.
No women's match at all tonight.
Actually, yeah, that's right. There wasn't a single women's match. Everyone was backstage or the Moment of Bliss segment.
I'm glad you guys came out. Thank you. I appreciate you guys flying to L.A.
Are we going to...
Ontario.
Yeah, Ontario. Wherever they were last night.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many people that obviously are on the roster that we naturally didn't see. Mm-hmm. And a good chunk of that is, again, if you give them a segment, that's not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. But you gave them that backstage segment, you gave them the promo, and then you gave them a 15-minute match to be around.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of Shane McMahon time.
Yes. Like, either stay, like, keep him on Raw.
That literally was nearly 30 minutes of Shane on a two-hour show. No bueno.
Yeah. Like, it's just going to be the backlash of, like, we're already seeing it. Like, I get it. People are going to boo because they're booing, but it's not. It goes beyond that booing because we don't like you. It's more like, we're sick of seeing you.
Yeah.
We don't want to see this.
I mean, this leads to a tag team elimination match, and Miz has 10 seconds to find his partner. R-Truth shows up. He finally got out of the crate from last week. Mm-hmm. And was under the ring, apparently.
Well, he was on Raw, so he got out of the
ring. I know, he somehow got...
was in disguise on Raw.
So, Truth is going to be his partner. They pin Truth, and then everyone starts chasing him for the 24-7 title again. And then McIntyre hits a Claiborne kick on Miz that they get to win. And then he hit a couple more Claiborne kicks.
I want to hit a point really quick. Okay. I know we've talked about the 24-7 title a bunch over here and our opinions on it. But seeing it live, I actually turned a new leaf. Mm. I kind of liked it a little bit more on Monday because it does get the fans involved when you're live.
Sure.
A lot of people are, a lot of the wrestlers and the superstars are incorporated and they're running through the arenas. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like it's dramatic, it's fun, it's random. And it mixes it up a little bit. It creates excitement in the arena. So I think for like the live viewers and the live audience, it makes a bigger impact than necessarily what we feel when we're just watching it on television.
Okay.
Did they do anything last night in between commercial breaks with the 24/7
title? If you
didn't
see it on television, then yes, they were literally chasing R-Truth around the arena
during the commercials.
I think it was.
Okay. See, like that's where I think like because I think we've all been to a Raw and a SmackDown. It can get real. Those commercial breaks can be. They feel way longer than 3 or 4 minutes. So like, and I know they've been doing a bunch of stuff with, you know,
adding
iconics,
extra promos and stuff in between for
which
the
live
crowd.
I think it's a really smart idea for them to do because it keeps the crowd involved.
Yes. Yeah,
and they're
that's
not
what
just
I
like bored and being like, oh man, we're watching another video of, you know, whatever on the screen. So yeah, I just didn't know if they did or not. I just wanted to ask.
Amber Moon's backstage with Carmella. They both kind of run into each other because they both are kind of feuding with the same people.
Tag match next week.
Yep. And Amanda and Sonya show up. They're eating donuts. And they keep talking to Amber how she's rotting her brain with video games. And that's the final straw for Amber Moon. You make fun of video games, I'm going to go nuts. Mm-hmm. And then her and Sonya brawl a little bit. Refs separate them. Actually, probably next week we'll have Sonya and Amber. We'll probably just have a singles match.
Yeah.
But, okay, so this is happening. Mm-hmm. Firefly Funhouse is also happening.
Oh.
Woo. I think this was the last one. I think he's showing up on Raw. Because it didn't have the regular ending.
He didn't say
goodbye.
He disappeared at the end.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this was the best one.
He's been disappearing.
Was real good.
This was so good.
No, but they
as
like
of
like
this week.
No, like he like they showed his body him like disappear out
yeah,
of the
I think that happened on Monday too.
Yeah, it was the
well,
same one.
Well, same one on Raw and SmackDown this week. It's always the same one each week.
Okay, so it's been happening since the beginning of the week.
So it happened since yesterday.
Yes, so it happened since yesterday.
Because on Monday and Tuesday, they air at the same time. Like, we do our show on Tuesday, so that's when we talk about it.
Okay, whatever.
Look at that mask.
Anyways, and you don't think he's a heel. Look at this photo.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I have no idea how you think that.
I think the crowd is going to...
Crowd's going to cheer.
Cheer for him. That's the only thing I think is going
to
be.
I have to be honest. I don't want to see him as... the Firefly Funhouse guy. I want to see him as this character in the ring.
I think he switches in the ring.
There are going to be moments where he snaps from one to another.
I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
They're trying to, I think, almost create a newer 2019 version of Mankind. Because Mankind was crazy, but then he was gentle.
Yeah.
And he was psycho, and then he wanted to hug people. I think they might be trying to do something like that with him. How it works, who knows?
I know. Like, he doesn't even need to be in a match. I just think all he needs to do on Monday, if he's there, is lights go out, he shows up.
And does the muscle band dance?
No.
Oh.
He, like, terrorizes someone, lights go out, he's gone.
No, you know what I would love? They should put the lights out, and then he sits next to somebody in the audience. And then they turn a spotlight on where he's sitting with just his head next to, like, all the fans. So people get creeped out.
That
would be creepy. Yeah.
I would love that.
Hey, so, R-Truth is running out of the arena because everyone's chasing him, trying to get a car, looking for Carmella. And
she was waiting outside for him.
Apparently waiting outside. SUV shows up with one of the referees inside. You're an Uber driver? And then there's Carmella. It's not... it's Drake Maverick. And R-Truth still brushes him off. R-Truth is like, I'm not afraid of you. But then Drake rolls him up, wins the 24/7 title, and speeds off. We talked about this just last week. We want Drake Maverick to be 24/7 champion, and it has happened. And we can celebrate.
And he was going to a wedding, so.
And apparently, and R-Truth thinks Carmella's getting married. So...
Now we'll have
R-Truth chasing Drake and everyone else chasing R-Truth. I'm down with that.
Yep.
Main event, Kofi and Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. 2 out of 3 falls match. The first fall happens in 10 seconds.
I mean, you got to get it done fast, right?
And what we were talking about earlier as far as Sami Zayn getting married, he loses a match in 10 seconds.
Oh, man.
Then we have a regular tag match with them all. And Paul Heyman, we randomly see once watching backstage. And curb stomp on Kevin Owens. So it's a sweep for Rollins and Kofi as SmackDown goes off the air. No other appearance from Ziggler. No appearance from Corbin. No hint at Money in the Bank cash in.
That was a bad mistake on their part.
That's true.
His show should have went off. Brock Lesnar music should have hit. Both of them are in the ring. They're both like ready. And then nothing.
And nothing.
And that's how it ends.
Like, or Heyman can just walk out with a briefcase, laugh, and walk back.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that would have been way better of, like, a good segment to end on going into the pay-per-view.
Yeah, because they all say, like, does this mean Brock's going to cash in at Stomping Grounds? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You may want to tune in for that.
Yep.
But what else we want to tune in for is some wrestling rap. And I think we're going to jump into this right now. Ain't that right, Gabby?
Oh, that is right.
Yes.
You got it. So for our wrestling wrap this week on AfterBuzz TV, brought to you by Gabby Laurent, we have our first story. Mike and Maria Kanellis have re-signed with the WWE for...
I thought they were leaving.
Another 5-year contract. Yeah. Yes, and so my question to you guys is, do you think this was the right decision with all these other events and promotions going on, especially AEW that we're all aware of, going to TNT in the fall? You know, was this the right decision for these two to make at this time?
I think so. I mean, AEW, at this point right now, can't offer a 5-year deal.
Mm.
They can't offer... they might have been able to offer more money, but not for that long.
Mm.
I mean, yeah, depending on what it is. Mm. Who knows? But who knows if all the tweets, I mean, which we've talked about on the show, if they were just trolling everybody... Or if it actually worked in contract negotiation. We don't know, but they're locked in for 5 years. Both of them are making money for 5 more years. Yeah. Good for them.
I applaud them on this.
Yes.
I think this is the best decision they could have made.
Yeah.
They're, you know, they have contracts. They have a daughter at home. Like, so it's like they're both making money now, like you said. And I mean, I think if he went to AEW or somewhere else, they wouldn't have got as much money. And we know WWE is just throwing money at people.
Now, because they don't want to lose anybody now. People. They don't want to lose them. I mean, the fact that you lock in guys who are barely being used for 5 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's on 205 Live, which is like, he's on SmackDown. But I think, and he's been on there a lot. I think it's great idea for them. And I mean, hey, they're here for 5 years.
Because a typical contract is three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's stability, so you have a family at that point.
Exactly. I mean, the money that they're going to make and that they could probably save on this is, like, good for them for a long time.
We're also not aware of if AEW may not have even been interested in
that. That too, yeah.
Also
so
true.
Maybe they had also no other options, and this is their only option, so it made sense.
Very good point.
I think he will be Cruiserweight Champion by the end, at least in this year.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Next up, so some of our WWE NXT wrestlers have gotten their names.
We got new names.
All right, so I'm going to go through this list. You tell us if there's one you particularly love or you just don't even care at all. All right. So we're going to start off with Jordan Miles. Jordan Miles is going by Garza, or sorry, Garza Jr. will be using the name Angel Garza instead. And Jonah Rock is now Bronson Reed. Sounds like stripper names. It's kind of funny. But actually,
most
do like
wrestling names
right?
do.
Right? It's like, where? How are they coming up with these things? All right. Then
that
we also have
the name of the street you grew up on. Yeah.
Right? You remember that?
Rocky Boulder. Right
I am
Scott Erskine. You can't beat that.
Loren
you
Princeton. Cannot beat that.
Rocky Boulder. Rocky Boulder.
Well, that's a good one. Boulder.
Chat roll. Rocky Boulder or Scott Erskine. Place your votes.
That's really funny. DJ Z made his debut in Largo using the name Joaquin Wild. Okay. And Shane Strickland is going to be Isaiah Scott. Then we have Punishment Martinez, now Damian Priest.
I like
Trevor
that name.
Lee. Me too, actually.
I like Damian.
That's like the best one, I think.
Trevor Lee is Cameron Grimes. Jesse Elabon is Jesse Kamea. Okay. Eric Bugenhagen is Rick Bugez.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, I don't... Come on.
Adrian really? Joud, I hope I'm saying that right, is Arturo Ruiz. And Luke Menzies is Ridge Holland.
Ugh.
And so Samuel Shaw also changed his name to Dexter Loomis to close it out.
For Samuel like Shaw's one. Gimmick, I like that. I like Damian Priest. What was Hector Garza Jr.'s new name?
Garza.
Angel Garza. I think that's a good one too.
I'm loving Bronson Reed, to be honest. I think that's really awesome. And I think that Arturo Ruiz is good, and I could see when they bring him up maybe one day. He can go against like Andrade and all these other like you know, Lucha Libres. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, he's not really Lucha Libres, but he's...
All these names are going to end up with one name once they go to the main.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
For sure. So well,
it's
Arturo
be...
and Andrade.
There you
it's
go.
It's going to be
could be tag teams.
Garza's just going to be Garza.
Yep.
Or they may just do Angel just because...
Damian Priest will be Priest.
The Priest.
The Priest.
That'd be great.
With anyone with an A in it, and then pair him up with Andrade, they could call him Triple A.
Yes! Instead of Triple H, Triple A.
I feel like there would be some type of copyright infringement with the Triple A wrestling promotion on that one.
I agree on that, too.
You think so?
Possibly.
Mm. Interesting. I'm sure there's a loophole. Anyways, then we have our last story. So, John Cena, we all know, is the host of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes.
And it's so interesting because we all know that John Cena is a workaholic. He's a wrestler turned movie star, and broke up with Nikki Bella a little over a year ago and did not want children. But then shortly thereafter breaking up with Nikki Bella in June 2018, was actually quoted saying to TMZ, I would love to be a dad. And he said, I realize very much that I've been steadfast in saying that I don't want children, but I'm a little bit older now, a bit wiser. At age 18, we say things different. At age 25, at 35, I would love it only because I dedicated my life to my work, and now I'm realizing that there is life, and life exists, and it's beautiful. I think part of that is being a parent, so we'll see, which I think is so nuts. We all know he also has a new girlfriend.
So, yeah, things I say at 41 compared to what I say at 42. Like, what? Come on,
Well, yeah, it's like months, right?
Things I say on Monday, and now it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
But anyways, getting to the real Cena news, I just wanted to bring that up because he is on Smarter Than Your... Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And he's around kids all the time, and I guess he's also, like, drained by their energy as well, so it's kind of hard for him to even... see himself being a parent because he, like, can't stand them half the time. But,
he just started oddly doing enough, that show, though.
He's hosting a show with kids. It's so weird, right?
Yeah,
like,
weird.
He must have a really good agent. But anyways, John Cena is also officially being announced to being a part of the Fast and the Furious 9 cast, which is super exciting. Apparently, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson will not be a part of this, but John Cena will. And Cena actually tweeted about joining for the cast and said, for nearly 20 years, the Fast franchise has entertained fans and created some of the biggest cinematic moments in history. It's an incredible honor to join this franchise and this family.
He's not good in action movies.
Yeah, I think he's
better. Great in comedy.
We'll see. Exactly.
I have no desire for this
at all.
We'll
see what happens.
No desire for
this. We'll see what happens. I'll watch it anyways. However, I do love his comedy.
Yes, his comedy is great.
Yeah.
Comedy
is
great. Actually, not so much.
I've only seen, like, one Fast and Furious movie, so...
Yeah.
I probably won't see Fast and Furious 9.
Do you guys think it will be a flop or hit? You guys let us know.
They're going to make money.
It's Fast and Furious. They're always going to make money.
I don't mean by, like, the movie itself. I mean John Cena. Do you think John Cena...
He'll be fine.
...will be stellar in his role, or do you think maybe it won't be as good as we think it's going to be?
We'll see. Do you have, anything else?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you know the answer to that.
I know. I'm just making sure because we're running out of
Kevin
time. We got to do predictions
too. Kevin Owens, baby. So Kevin Owens recently spoke to SportingNews.com. I always got to finish off with Kevin Owens.
Yeah,
if you don't know by now, now you do. All right. So he was asked, about going into SmackDown and Raw every week. Like, do you enjoy being on both? He was asked about the wild card. So if you guys are interested in seeing, like, the full breakdown, you can go to SportingNews.com. But he pretty much said, it's just kind of what you have to do because, to be fair, I would prefer being on Raw and SmackDown both. Just because if I'm not on Raw that week, I'm on the road and not working. Any day I'm away from home, I'd rather be working because spending time away from my family to do nothing is not something that jives well with me. I certainly prefer being on both Raw and SmackDown, both of the same week as opposed to having the night off on Monday, and he's a huge fan of this wild card rule. So... coming from Kevin Owens, he wants to be on both shows, and he wants the wild card rule to stay in effect.
And I just want him to win some matches.
That's right. All right, let's get into predictions. We got some predictions to break down. This Sunday is Stomping Grounds.
We're going to kick ass and take names.
That, Tom Phillips said that tonight.
I know, see?
That's like the actual slogan.
It is, I know.
That's so sad. All right. Let's run through these real quick. SmackDown tag titles. Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan versus Heavy Machinery.
Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
I agree. Bryan and
Rowan
retain.
The planet needs it.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan for sure. Okay. 100 and Rowan.
This apparently, I don't know if they publicize it, but it's on the website. Big E and Xavier Woods versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Please, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Well, yeah, I think there's definitely a good shot here for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but I don't know. I'm going to go opposite.
Okay.
Sorry,
you're going
guys.
Against your man.
I'm going against my man. It's better to see him as a victim, like I said earlier.
Wow. United States title, Samoa Joe defending against Ricochet.
I say Joe retains.
Ricochet.
I'm going Joe. Cruiserweight Championship Triple Threat Match. Tony Nese defends against Akira Tozawa and Drew Gulak. I'm going to say Nese retains.
Yeah, I guess he has to.
Nese.
All right. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
I'm going to say Drew McIntyre on this one because Shane helps him win.
Yeah, actually, I could totally see that happening. Drew McIntyre, because Shane has been very involved lately, and Drew is his boy, so I think he's going to be there for him.
I think Roman Reigns wins because Drew helped Shane beat Roman, but Shane's going to fail helping Drew beat Roman, and then Shane's going to say, I was able to do it, and you couldn't.
That's great.
Okay.
Good prediction.
More Shane. Great, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Alexa Bliss. I'm saying Bayley retains. I think this is actually going to be a good long run for her.
I'm going to say Alexa Bliss wins.
All right.
Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
I don't want her to win, but I think it's going to happen.
Raw Women's Championship. Becky Lynch defending against Lacey Evans. Becky retains. Wow, you guys are far more hesitant on that than I
thought. I think it's going to be Becky Lynch, but I don't think this is the end of this feud, and I think Lacey Evans will definitely have more shots at this title.
I think Becky retains, but weirdly by Charlotte helping her. Not like on purpose, but
okay,
something with Charlotte involved. Because where has she been? This is like the first pay-per-view she hasn't been on.
She just hasn't been on forever.
In like 3 years.
WWE Championship Steel Cage match. Kofi Kingston, Dolph Ziggler. Kofi's retaining.
Yeah.
Kofi.
Finally, Universal Championship. Seth Rollins defending against Baron Corbin. Who wins and who's the ref?
Seth Rollins.
And who's the ref? Baron Corbin gets to pick the ref.
I mean, I want to say it's Lesnar's the ref. And Rollins retains. And he doesn't get cashed in on.
I'm saying
he destroys Lesnar with
a chair. I'm saying again. Rollins retains and Paul Heyman is the ref.
Ooh.
But is any appearance of Brock or no?
They
want to pay him?
They
tease it.
Rollins will curb stomp Heyman.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, I like that. Because then it adds to the, yeah.
Yes.
I'm actually liking where this is going. I'm going to go with Heyman because I think that would be freaking hysterical to have him ref.
And you have Rollins retaining?
Yeah.
All right. We want to know what you guys think. Let us know in the comments on YouTube and on iTunes. And, of course, you can talk to us in various forms of social media. Tom Connolly.
You can follow me.
Well, I won't say how can people reach out to you. Just cut me off.
Yeah. You can follow me Twitter, Instagram, Tom McComb. Also check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central.
Gabby.
You guys can follow me at Gabby Loren TV. That's GABBYLOREN TV on Twitter and Instagram. And on Shein on Thursdays, as always.
And follow me on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, the Will Rosenberg, personties.com/Christian Rosenberg. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and Gabby Loren, I am Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.